Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, we've heard from him several times, but I had to grab City Controller Michael Lamb because it's time to lay the hammer down. And you just heard the head of the State Ethics Commission saying, there ain't no vindication. This isn't a records error. This isn't a bookkeeping error. That this was a pattern of behavior, of theft. He said that. 125-page report. He said, very rare to do this sort of report. He said the allegations may have been trivial, but the turnout is not, that this is very, very serious. I had to grab Michael Lamb following that. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Good morning. How are you?
All right, let's cut right to it. This, in your opinion, sir, and you're an attorney, and a hell of an attorney, this is criminal behavior, right?
This is theft. I mean, you know, the fact that he's made restitution or is going to make restitution doesn't hinder the idea that he did these acts. And what the head of the Ethics Commission said is exactly right. This isn't a one-time thing. This is a pattern of behavior, of wrongdoing, and it's ridiculous to consider for the school board to even consider allowing him to stay in charge of that organization.
And again, so we're clear, you consider this then a crime, do you not, sir, if it's theft?
It's theft. Now, here's the question. The question is, what we don't know, and what we never came to a conclusion on this, is this whole idea of the intent. I clearly think it's theft. I think it raises to the level of criminal behavior. But that's really going to be up for, a prosecutor or someone else to decide. But the fact of the matter is right now, what's before us right now is what the school board has before it. And just based on the record that's been established, to me, there's no way they can allow him to continue to lead this district.
City Controller Michael Lamb, for folks out there who say, why do you have a say-so in this? Tell our listeners why you have a say-so in the school board's budget, sir.
Well, I am the controller of the school board. I'm the controller of the school district, along with being the controller of the city. And I am the person that filed the complaint against the superintendent in the first place. The ethics commission investigation started with the complaint that my office filed, which at the time was based primarily on his failure to disclose a lot of this information, failure to file the necessary annual reports that every public official, myself included, have to file. They, for 3 years, continuously reminded to do so by his executive assistant, who he's now throwing under the bus, frankly. If take away all of the wrongdoing and just look at what he did yesterday, and that tells you what kind of leader this person is. First off, he gets up and says he's vindicated, which is completely a misstatement of the whole thing. Then he lies and says, I wasn't allowed to talk about it because the law prohibited me from talking about it. That's false. Then he goes on to throw his assistant and his secretary under the bus for the wrongdoing. That's not the kind of leadership we want in our school district. That's not the kind of leadership I want anywhere. And that doesn't even get into the wrongdoing.
Michael Lamb, City Controller, so we're clear here. In the last minute and a half, you have called him a thief and a liar. You're mad as hell about this, aren't you, sir?
I am, and I'm mad because I'm thinking about the families and the students in this school district who I think deserve a better example of leadership moving forward. I mean, you know, when you look at what's happened to this district, everything that's happened before the pandemic and through the pandemic. First, you had the failure. You know, since I started here in 2008, the school district's been talking about remote learning and how to ramp up equipment for remote learning. Well, here we needed remote learning. And were we ready? No. We were not even close to ready. As a result, we had kids fall behind. Then we went through all this last year, and here we come to this year, and now we don't have bus drivers. Now, you tell me, I saw they're having a job fair now for bus drivers. Why weren't they having a job fair in March for bus drivers? You know, why weren't they using some of that federal money they got to incentivize pay for bus drivers and be ready to start this school year on time, in school, and ready to go? This is a this district, the leadership of this district, has proven time and time again to fail the families of the city of Pittsburgh and the borough of Mount Oliver, and we need to do something about it. We've got to step up. I know that I've heard all the arguments. It's chaotic. It's a pandemic. It's the beginning of the school year. The fact is, leadership changes are never easy, and they never come at the right time. Bite the bullet and get it done. That's what the school district needs to do.
All right, see, this is where I agree with you. This is much bigger than this. Massive drop in test scores. Reports that 4,000 kids left the district during the pandemic. 5,000 missing computers. 350 missing bus drivers. And on and on and on. This, my friend, is just another nail in the coffin, is it not, sir?
It is. I mean, and it's not just, you know, and they can throw up their hands and say, well, it's a pandemic and everyone's feeling these problems. No, they're not. Not like this. Not like this. I mean, this idea that this thing with the bus drivers drives me crazy, because we knew this back in March that we were going to have a problem with bus drivers. Why weren't they doing job fairs back then? Now today, here, it's almost September. They're going to start having job fairs for bus drivers. I mean, it just the failure at the highest levels of this district, and particularly with the superintendent, is so remarkable. And the fact that there's not more outrage right now, the fact that people are not storming
right.
Belfield Avenue and demanding the school board deal with this issue is pretty shocking to me.
I have found a dearth, sir, of communication with school board members. A couple texts I have this morning, not the time for this, not ready to do this. There's a tremendous lack of leadership there, sir. No one willing to stand up and say, this is ridiculous. Do you not agree?
Yeah, I do agree. And the fact is that right now, I mean, I wasn't privy to the meeting yesterday, you know, so I don't know what the discussion was. I know they're meeting again. I know there are some school board members that are interested in moving forward and moving forward in a positive way with new leadership out there. And there are a number who aren't. But the people of this district really need to be reaching out to their elected school board members and let them know how they feel.
If you could fire him, would you fire him this morning? It's 9:44. Would you fire him at 9:45, sir?
And I would not only would I do that, Marty. I think that you or I or anybody that works anywhere, having done what he's done, would have been fired today.
Gone. Gone, sir. Gone by dawn, as I like to say. Turn out the lights. Grab your crap. The security guy's going to show you the damn door.
Well, listen, Marty, think about it. I don't know what your contract is, but if you get paid for your vacation days by you know, that you don't use during your contract, and then you use those vacation days and then fudge the records to recoup that money and try to get that money again, and you got caught doing that, you'd get fired. I would think that I don't know an employer that would put up with that kind of behavior.
City Controller Michael
Lemon,
I got to address this because it's relevant, important, and significant, and I've heard from 100 people about it. The notion that it is racist and that there's race involved here if he were fired. Respond, please.
Listen, all I know is there's wrongdoing. You know, there's wrongdoing. There's significant wrongdoing. As you said, the Ethics Commissioner today came out and completely discounted that ridiculous press conference yesterday where someone comes out and says, I'm vindicated. There's no vindication here. These are serious acts of wrongdoing, and they need to be addressed. People need to be held accountable.
I'll tell you what. I love hearing your voice. I love your honesty. You've always been the man. And keep on keeping on, man. We're here for you. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.